Industry prediction.
The investment of soy crush plants in the U.S. is historic. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has more.
In a soy crush and South American expansion report webinar, CHS Vice President of North America Grain Marketing, Chris Bothan, says soybean meal and oil demand is increasing.
That growth is really spurred by GDP growth in these countries. And what we see in general is as folks get more disposable income, they spend more of that money on, you know, increased protein in their diets and more oil consumption as well. So what we see going forward is a 2-3% growth year on year in soybean meal demand globally. And so it's a very healthy market and good demand coming to this space. The second reason that oilseed crush is happening is due to the fact that we haven't seen a lot of capacity growth over the last 2 or 3 decades. In 2019, we had 2 new soy crush plants come online. But in general, the market has been fairly disciplined.
And Pothan says the driver behind soy crush expansion is renewable diesel.
The real reason why we're seeing soy crush expansion happen is renewable diesel. Renewable diesel plants are going up around the U.S., and what that means is that we're going to have more soy crush coming online. The development of renewable diesel sector as a green fuel is largely built off of some political and regulatory support, decarbonization. And what we're doing here is we're taking a historically food-grade product like soybean oil, and we're adding incremental demand in the form of energy, putting it into our trucks and diesel tanks. If we look at what's fueling renewable diesel, it's heavily supported by government policies and tax incentives.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
Minutes from the